Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Fruity Malek's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Well, you know these Apple Vision Pro things that I've got?
Yeah.
You can get Disney Plus on them.
Oh, that's cool. So you can watch something.
And there's not many on there. So Disney Plus is one that you can get.
Oh, wow.
So.
Imagine watching The Eras Tour, Taylor Swift, in the Vision Pro. That'd be amazing.
It would be unreal.
These
goggles that I've got, they're like those Apple Vision Pro goggles. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, but yeah, watching movies and concerts on it. I'll put them on you guys later, and you are going to be blown away.
Literally, just blown away.
Blown away. All right, gossip right now. What have you got?
Finish the sentence. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock spent the day at the mall.
Six Flags.
Nope.
IHOP.
Nope. Cocaine.
Cemetery. At a cemetery.
Nope. The answer is a fancy cosmetic surgery retreat.
Oh.
How Hollywood do you have to be to go book yourself into a cosmetic surgery retreat?
So they're going to get cosmetic surgery together.
Yes, they went together. They spent a day there together. God knows what they did, but they did something and they came out.
Were they honest about it?
Well, yeah, they were seen going into the retreat and out of the retreat. So
who is it?
Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston. I would love to be hanging out with them.
Okay, not just to keep going back to these Apple Vision Pros. But I watched the other day Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in that space movie.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity.
Oh, my. So good. And I fell in love with Sandra Bullock again.
She's just amazing.
I fell in love with her when I watched Speed.
Yeah.
Aww. I always remember the music from Speed. Doom, 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 doom.
No, I don't remember it.
When I was in LA, I was driving down the road.
Were you singing this?
No, I said to Brianna, Google how fast the bus couldn't go under. I want to do it because I was on the same LA highway.
Was it 60?
50 miles per hour, I think it was.
Yeah.
So then I took the car to 50 miles. I'm like, wow, this is pretty fast. Like, that's pretty hard to stay under that.
Well, did like
above it?
Did a lady in a pram into the road with a load of cans?
That's right. Well, there we go. Let them do what they want to do. What else you got for us?
Okay, so we have finally heard Ye's wife, Bianca Censori, speak.
Are they married?
Yeah, they got married 2 years ago.
I thought they were just together.
2 years ago. Okay. As soon as the divorce was final, he got married. Anyways, we finally heard how she speaks, and everyone is shocked. She's Australian, but a lot of people forget that because no one hears her speak. So if you want to hear what Ye's wife sounds like, this is it.
So hi, my name's Bianca Censori. I'm an architectural designer from Melbourne, Australia. I currently reside in Los Angeles, and I'm a lead architectural designer at Yeezy. My passion for architecture lies in fabrication, conceptualizing the future of built space, and exploring the bridge between the physical and the meta.
All right, well, she's reading that because you stumbled right at the end. You can always tell when they're reading
something. She was reading it. But that's what his wife sounds like.
Sounds like everyone that I know back home in Australia.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
but everyone was just like really shocked.
Yeah, her accent doesn't fit like her. Yeah.
She looks so much like Kim K.
Yes.
Not in this video. So this video that I played you was very old, and she looks completely different there than she does now.
Maybe Kanye's paying for surgery or something.
Probably. No. And finally, let's talk about the Diddy update. So first, the authoritative like federal government update, right? So his house is in LA, Miami raided. He's not under arrest or anything, but they're definitely investigating something.
Okay.
Now we've just learned that they've sent subpoenas to companies doing business with him, and that includes his private charter jet. They want to know who was on the flight, who used it, where did it go, who did it come back with, etc., etc. So this investigation is going to go on for a while. And now, because of everything that's happening with Diddy, a lot of old interviews are resurfacing.
And they look really weird.
Yes, because it seems like people were trying to say stuff back then, but no one connected the dots.
Yep.
One of those interviews is Usher when he was speaking to Howard Stern. If you guys didn't know, Usher actually lived with Diddy when he was about 14 years old.
Oh, wow,
for about a year or two. Okay. It was like a boot camp that he did. Mm-hmm. So here's Usher talking about it.
Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to puffy camp?
Hell no.
See?
Wow.
So now that was years ago. No one ever.
And he kept saying interest. There were like
curious
things that I didn't understand.
Yeah, he was 13, 14 at the time.
I mean, what's going on that interesting stuff? I mean, the pages is unfolding. Is that what they say? The book is unfolding in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Oh, hold on.
Is this it?
This is the music from Speed.
Plus,
Speed's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Ready? Wait. This part. The bus must not go under 50 miles per hour.
Okay.
If it does, okay. It explodes.
Okay.
Everybody on the bus dies. Then Keanu Reeves comes up. Hey, I'm your FBI agent. I'm gonna look after everything.
Why was he so chill always?
Always. Just about to die. He's like. Hey, well, hi. Keanu, you're going to die. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.